Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week 9 of the high school football season. Final week of the regular campaign of the Bossy Bulldogs coming off their game with the Wright Panthers will now entertain the Harrison Warriors on Friday night. It is rivalry week in the SIAC. And when we come back, we'll visit with Coach Stephen Mullen, talk about the game with the Panthers, this week's game with the Warriors, when this Bossy football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Well, thanks as always for a few minutes of your time. We get to week 9, but before we talk about the rivalry week, just some final thoughts. Certainly going to the bowl last week, and Wright's coming off a loss to the previous week to Memorial. Overall, just thoughts on that game with the Panthers.
You know, we were down to quite a few guys. Well, as you know, playing some new young guys. So we kind of knew that, you know, it was going to be a tough night for us. You know, our biggest focus is getting, you know, guys healthy here for this last push with these two games with Harrison. At the time, we didn't know we'd be playing them two times in a row, but just getting healthy for this rivalry week and getting guys ready to go for these next few weeks.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, it was your first trip into the bowl this year, and that's, you know, as far as the venue, I know it was ranked as far as one of the top venues in the state of Indiana, and you kind of go in there with a bunch of young kids, freshmen and sophomore. I know they've probably played in there, you know, for 7th and 8th grade or maybe even freshman football, but, I mean, like I said, you've got a lot of freshmen, so, you know, the place can be a little bit intimidating just kind of walking around there the first time.
Yeah, you know, it's always, even when you're coming in, you know, the kids are looking at it and talking about when they played there when they were younger, but even a lot of the kids haven't played there, so always, you know, kind of an intimidating environment when playing in that big of a stadium, definitely when you're a younger kid that hasn't got that experience on Friday night yet.
So, as far as your quarterback position, I mean, you've had, unfortunately, kind of a musical chair position there this year. I mean, Aiden started out, and he's been banged up, you know, probably half the season. You've used some other kids. Who was calling plays the other night for you?
Dorian Bowen was our quarterback. you know, he's a kid that transferred up here from Memphis, so he had to sit out, you know, 30 days for a senior transfer. He's a basketball player. He had some Division I offers on the court, but, you know, he decided, you know, and hats off to that kid. You know, he even seeing, you know, what our record was and what some of the scores were, he still wanted to come out and play football his senior year and go out and compete with some of the new friends he's made.
Well, a credit to Dorian because, like you said, I mean, if he's got some Division I offers to play basketball and, you know, that season obviously starting right around the corner here and, you know, you've seen kids, you know, the Vincennes quarterback. A lot of people don't think he's going to be playing much more football after he got hurt and, you know, his future in baseball. So for Dorian to come out and play football and help this program out, a credit to him.
Yeah, for sure, and that's what, you know, we've told, you know, I told all my coaches and even some opposing coaches when they asked, you know, his character to come out here and, you know, want to compete because, I mean, I even said, are you sure? Like, I know you got with this world with NIL and all that, you know, he has a serious opportunity to make some money playing the game of basketball even at a young age. And he's like, no, coach, I want to play. I want to go out and compete. So, you know, hats off to him. I hope, you know, he continues to – you know, have some good games for us. We'll probably move back to some receiver once we get Aiden back. And, you know, it's nice to have, you know, a 6'6 receiver out there.
So what kind of conversations do you have each week with Coach Burkhart?
You know, mainly how many carries is he getting? You know, I know me and Coach are, you know, we talk a lot. You know, we have a good relationship. You know, you and I kind of said, you know, I get it if he doesn't want to play, but if he wants to play and he wants to come out and compete, you know, we're going to find a position for him on the field. So I know he is a little nervous, which I am as well, because, you know, we got a pretty good shot of having a really good basketball team this year. But, you know, I think this will only make him better for basketball season because, you know, usually when you have a football kid on the floor, you know, they're able to do some things that maybe kids that don't participate in football are able to do out there.
Well, that's right. I mean, all you got to do is maybe show them a picture of LeVron Williams or some of these other Boston greats that, you know, played both football and basketball.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I mean, Elijah Wagner played both, and he was SIAC Player of the Year, and it definitely showed, you know, when they made a basketball semi-state run there that, you know, we had a few of the football players out there on the court. So, you know, it does help to play multiple sports. I think it makes you a better athlete all around as well as create some toughness that maybe some other kids don't get because, you know, they've already competed for a whole fall out on a football field.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Bossy Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, rivalry week coming up. Bulldogs and Warriors get together Friday night. We'll talk about that game in our next segment. Coach, this is kind of a strange week. Normally, fall break kind of coincides with the fall festival last week, but classes dismissed all week long. So from that standpoint, you take a look. Anything change with regard to practice times this week, or you try to keep everything close to normal?
Everything's the same as previous week. So we still get the kids up here about 2:30 and, you know, get out about by about 3 after some meetings and get practice going and try to keep everything the same. So that way, you know, nothing feels any different, you know, from the previous weeks as far as practice is concerned.
Just these kids coming in. We talked a little bit about this last week. You know, this schedule, and I mean, Bossy 4A, but, you know, by all accounts, I mean, should probably be 2A or 3A with enrollment. But I mean, through the grind, and now you get, you know, you get a Harrison team coming up on Friday. And again, we'll talk about that here in just a second. But I would think coming in this week that the kids are pretty excited about the opportunity that presents itself this week with Harrison.
Yeah, you know, they are, and they're familiar with these kids, and it is a rivalry. So, you know, our kids are pretty excited for this week, and I think hopefully we'll be more focused this week than they have, you know, in past few weeks.
All right, so as far as just the practice and kind of the priority, I mean, not really talking specifically about Harrison, but what are these coaching – what's the coaching staff dealing with this week just as far as these kids, and what's the priority to get ready for week 9?
Once again, just continuing to get these guys healthy. You know, we still have a few that maybe have a few days left until they're finally released. So, you know, kind of trying to figure out what we can do scheme-wise that we haven't been able to do the last few weeks with these guys. So hopefully we can get everybody back healthy for Friday night. That way, you know, as far as scheme and what we're thinking is able to work.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the game with the Warriors as this Bossy football show continues on this Wednesday right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, Week 9, Bulldogs and Warriors get together. It is Rivalry Week in the SIAC. Well, Stephen, you take a look at this Harrison football team with Coach Sutton, and, you know, a lot of similarities just as far as programs and both coaching staffs, you know, trying to, you know, get these kids and get the program back to where it was. Break down the 2025 Warriors for us. What do you see on tape?
I mean, you know, definitely looking at the tape from the other night against Monterey Day, you know, they made a lot more tackles than we did on defense in the backfield and stuff. You know, obviously scores were similar, but, you know, they were in that game the whole ball game. So, you know, since they beat Central, they've been playing some good football, and I know they're confident. Definitely coming in, playing another team with a similar record. And obviously looking at the sectional draw, that, you know, I think both our programs are feeling a little confident in the next 2 weeks, and it's maybe something we haven't got to experience this year, you know, going into a game and feeling like we can win the football game as a program in general, coaches and players.
All right, so what does Harris said? I know they've had, you know, a multitude of quarterbacks as well this year, and some of their skill position players. I mean, everybody's dealt with injuries over the last 8 weeks, but what do you expect from them offensively on Friday?
You know, they throw the ball pretty well. They got some good wide receivers. You know, their quarterback's dynamic. He makes people miss. So, you know, I think we'll see a multitude of them throwing the ball down the field and, you know, trying to get our DBs to, you know, get burnt. As well as being able to run the ball, because we haven't been able to stop either lately. So I know, you know, they're going to be confident in trying to, you know, throw the ball as well as run the ball on Friday night.
And then defensively, what does Coach Sutton normally like to use?
You know, they're in an even front. They fly around. You know, it's a traditional defense. But, you know, like I said, they were making a lot of plays, tackle for loss. You know, they got some guys that can get around and make plays, you know, that, and once again, they rally the ball a little better than we have lately. And I think that helps with the confidence they've built from beating Central and then, you know, showing that they can kind of stick with some of the better teams here in the conference. So, you know, they're a good football team, and we got our work cut up for us Friday night.
So when you sat around and watched the pairings come out this past Sunday and you saw Bossy and Harrison in the first round, so back-to-back weeks, kind of a unique situation. So, I mean, obviously with both teams coming in, do you hold anything back this week for the sectional next week, or just, hey, let's just roll the ball out there and play 48 minutes and see who the better team is?
Yeah, you know, we talked about that, you know, having some injuries and guys that, you know, maybe we hold them out this week. But, you know, my thing is I think we need to send our seniors out with a win. You know, it will be our senior night. So I think we need to put the best product on the field, and if guys are available, they need to play. Because who knows, we could sit them out this week and something happen next week, and we still don't have them. So, no, we're going to roll everybody out, and we're, you know, not going to hold anything back, and there ain't much to hold back. So, you know, we'll kind of show our hand and, you know, and then maybe make some adjustments for the following week. But it is a very interesting situation. It feels more like a baseball series, a home series. So, you know, we're pretty excited, though, that we get a – you know, kind of show what we can do against the Warriors.
All right, Stephen, really appreciate a few minutes of your time as always, and all the best to you and the football team the rest of this week in preparation for Friday's game with Harrison.
Yep, I appreciate it. Go Dogs.
All right, that's Stephen Martin. This has been the Bossy Football Show on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.